It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek fire near Glenwood Springs is now at more than 26,000 acres, and as it continues to grow, there's no estimate when Interstate 70 will reopen in Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
I-70 has been closed since the fire broke out a week ago. Scott Fitzwilliams with the U.S. Forest Service says reopening it is a very high priority, but crews must first get the fire under control.
And having been through that canyon quite a few times, it's not safe right now. There's fire sometimes right up to the road. There are trees on fire right next to the road. And there are firefighters and people moving up and down that need to do their jobs.
Fitzwilliams says it will ultimately be up to CDOT and Highway Patrol when to reopen the vital roadway. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Williams Fork Fire has grown to more than 6,000 acres. Officials say the fire has been growing in multiple directions. Incident Commander Ed LeBlanc says it's burning in an area with a lot of dead trees because of the mountain pine beetle infestation, and the weather doesn't help.
This is going to be a long month, a long possible 2 months. We're coming into our drier part of the season, and we're looking at expected containment date sometime in October.
That fire is burning about 7 miles away from Fraser. Fire officials have begun working with the Grand County Sheriff on possible evacuation plans if the fire advances toward the town. And you can see all the latest on fires around Colorado at CPR.org. A $9 million boat shoot and fish channel built on the Arkansas River near Buena Vista is helping people and animals navigate the waterway more safely. Here's KRCC's Elena Rivera.
The project's construction started in 2018 as a collaboration between multiple conservation and wildlife groups, spearheaded by Colorado Springs Utilities and Aurora Water. The river now has 3 new channels, including one for improved safety for kayaking and whitewater rafting. People can now travel in the Arkansas River from Leadville to Canyon City for the first time since the 1960s. Another channel is a fish chute that will help trout migrate upstream to spawn. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs has a high near 90 this afternoon and just the chance for thunderstorms, mid-90s in Denver and hotter tomorrow. This is CPR News.